around the world to around the block. This is a 77-second news update from the RSESolutions.com news desk.
I am Frank Morano. The CDC is making it easier for people vaccinated against the coronavirus to travel again. A total of 62 destinations are no longer deemed very high risk for COVID. That includes Japan, Canada, Mexico, Italy, France, Spain, and Germany, now listed at level 3. Those who haven't gotten a shot are still urged not to visit. The CDC also advises against all travel to level 4 countries such as North Korea, Brazil, India, Haiti, and Iraq. President Biden is heading out on his first overseas trip this morning. He'll travel to Great Britain first to chat with American troops. Tomorrow, he'll meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead of Friday's start to the G7 summit. The president will then visit Brussels for the NATO summit on Monday and talk with European leaders. 2 days later, he'll wrap up his trip by sitting down with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Infrastructure talks between the White House and Republicans are over. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who's been the GOP point person, confirms President Biden ended the negotiations. She said he was willing to accept a $1 trillion package, but insisted on paying for it through tax increases. The Army is turning to astrology in a new recruiting ad. Its official Instagram page posted a video connecting people's zodiac signs with jobs. For instance, Pisces is linked to a JAG Corps attorney. Capricorn is said to be fit for a human intelligence collector. And Cancer matches with field veterinary services. The ad has been criticized on social media, but the Defense Department says it makes no apology in searching for good people. And it looks like an electric truck startup is close to hitting the brakes. Lordstown Motors says its cash reserves are close to drying up and it could be forced out of business next year. The company bought a former General Motors plant in Ohio 2 years ago and planned to begin making its endurance pickup truck this fall. But now, officials say there's not enough money to start production. That's your 77-second news update from the RSESolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work. I'm Frank Morano on 77 WABC. The Other Side of Midnight continues straight ahead.
Now, a better way to start your day. Due to popular demand, the WABC Early News is now from 5 to 6:30. Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano have news. Traffic on the 7s. Sit on sports at 15 and 45. Business reports, weather, and the newsmakers. The information you need to start your day from the station you trust. The WABC Early News. 5 to 6:30. Weekday mornings on 77 WABC. ABC.
Hey folks, Bernie and Sid in the morning here, talking to you for 60 seconds about My Pillow and how it's literally changed our lives.
Yes, My Pillow is spectacular.
The relaxation you get when you use My Pillow is so amazing.
So if you don't have a My Pillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time to get one, because Mike, our good friend Mike Lindell, is offering his premium My Pillows, yes, the one that started it all, for his lowest price ever for a limited time.
You can get a queen size premium My Pillow regularly $69.98 for only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more.
And as you know, Bernard, the pillows never go flat, and they come with a 10-year warranty.
You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. All made in the United States.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Including the Giza Dream bed sheets, which me and Bernie love, the MyPillow mattress topper, that's the best, and MyPillow towel sets.
Call 800-887-2185, but don't forget, promo code WABC.
This is The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Frank Morano.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. You are listening to New York's only live and local mainstream talk show. I am very excited because this hour, This hour, I am very fortunate to be joined in studio by someone who is not only a dynamic podcaster, somebody who is not only, to quote Gene Okerlund, a close personal friend of mine, but somebody who is a real expert in terms of entertainment, and when it comes to being an entertainer in her own right, has just a boundless supply of energy and an incredible wit. Very pleased to be joined by the one and only.
This is the 77 WABC Entertainment Report, sponsored by Quote Cowboy. Now, here's Lauren Conlon,
the host of the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast, WABC Entertainment correspondent Lauren Conlon. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, Frank.
Boy, I must buy a lottery ticket today to have gotten you to come in this early for a full hour. Gee.
Yeah, really. I also want to say that you could be missing out on Medicare benefits. So if you think you are, call 844-753-SAVE.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Give the number one more time.
844-753-SAVE, just in case you think you're missing out on Medicare benefits.
Let me get you to weigh in, because yesterday at this time, you were probably doing what most right-thinking people were doing and sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Let me get you to weigh in on a little bit of a subject that we explored yesterday, and it involved you, right? And I played audio of several of my introductions of you in which I called you lovely. And I mentioned how, you know, I'd been cautioned by my wife not to make comments on air about women's looks for fear that it could come back to haunt me in this day and age. And so we took calls and a lot of intelligent responses, and people had varying views, Juliet, Christian, and everybody. But one of the people that I thought had some very insightful comments was actually our very own telephone talent coordinator /pizza reviewer, Gabby Lopez.
What is your take? Is it inappropriate for me to introduce Lauren, for instance, as the lovely and talented host of the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast?
I mean, to Rachel's point, I understand what she's saying. Like, God forbid there is a false accusation or whatever. I mean, I personally don't think it's a big deal, because, you know, people say that kind of stuff to me all the time, and I don't get some type of way, because I know, like, some people just, you know, recognize how you look. Whatever. It's fine. For me, anyways. But I think, like Rachel was saying, like, if there's ever an accusation or something like that, it's probably better safe than sorry to not do those things. But with Lauren, she's, you know, it's Lauren. So.
Right. There is like a Lauren exception to a lot of these rules. You get exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
So Gabby coined the concept of the Lauren exception to the standard 21st century rule. So now that I have you here, Lauren, you'll notice in my introduction of you today, I did not mention lovely you are.
And I missed you saying that. I like it. I think it's really nice. And Gabby's 100% right. I really don't get offended by anything.
All right. So
it takes a lot for me.
Right. We may have to have you sign a waiver for future shows or something.
That's... I mean, I do feel... I'm not going to say I feel bad for men, because that's stupid. I don't feel bad for men. It's just interesting now, because my husband even said this. He said he saw a girl and her hair looked nice, and he wanted to tell her at the office, by the way. And he said, I wanted to tell her. And then I thought, like, how could this get me in trouble? And I'm like, I know it could.
Yeah.
Even know how, but like it could.
Absolutely. You can't be too careful these days. Now, if people aren't familiar with your work, they've heard your appearances here once a week on this program. They've heard you Friday mornings on the Bernie and Sid program, where you do a great job. But you've been hosting the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast for a while now. You do a great job there. Explain to folks what the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast is and what you do over there.
Yeah, so that's my entertainment podcast that, you know, and I recognize the fact that not all the listeners love entertainment. So I try to make it fun with my own personality, which, you know, Frank seems to like. And you guys all like Frank, right? You're listening right now.
Absolutely.
So I think
not all of them like me, by the way, but they are listening.
They listen, right? That's true. Listen. So he's telling you to listen. I think you should listen to my podcast. I do have celebrities on it pretty much every week promoting a new show or a new movie that you might not have heard of. Now, the interesting thing about my podcast that it's called Red Carpet Rendezvous, it's because I used to hit red carpets before the pandemic and bring you this really fun audio with like the hustle and bustle of a red carpet, which I happen to think is very interesting. Everyone thinks they're so glamorous, but my podcast was basically me being like, wow, you know, Sandy Kenyon just stepped on my foot and he's a total dick. Like, you know, it's actually fun. Sorry. Can I not say, oh no, I said a bad word. I'm sorry, Christian. Oh no, I'm going to get punished. So anyway, we might be going back to the roots of the name with the Tribeca Film Festival this week. I'm very excited.
Is today the first day of the festival?
Today is Wednesday? Yes. Today's Wednesday.
Yes, it is. I have trouble too.
I know. I'm really bad. It is the first day. Now, there's a few red carpets this year that are in person, which I'm excited about. I was so excited. Opening night, they were doing In the Heights, a big red carpet, or they are doing it. I got kicked off of the carpet yesterday.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
Why did you get kicked off?
Ugh, it's like, oh, it's so political. It's such a thing. Basically, I think I was the lowest on the totem pole when it comes to media outlets. Unfortunately, WABC is not ranked up there with
outrageous.
E and Access Hollywood.
Who made the decision to kick you off and kick us off?
I mean, I'm assuming the PR company, Sunshine Saks. I
was thinking of seeing this picture now, and I will never watch this film ever.
No.
Kicked you off.
But they were very cool about it.
They were not cool about it.
Well, what they offered me.
Insulted my radio station.
See, I actually understand because I've been kicked off carpets before, and at first I had the same attitude as you. I got kicked off the carpet for the ABC show For Life, the 50 Cent show, and I was like, oh, cool, I'm never watching the show because I'm so angry. Now, I never watched the show because it was just terrible. But I also was very angry. But now I'm just over it. It's just, it happens. It's not personal. But what they offered me was another red carpet for the opening of the film festival with different celebrities who were on the jury. Now, I don't know if you know what the jury
is. Sure. Yeah. I produced a film that was in the Tribeca Film Festival.
Okay. So the jury is actually much better. I mean, the celebrities who are like expected to attend. So I'm wondering if they're actually going to show up, because if that's the case, then I could get Sharon Stone, Bryan Cranston, Andre Holland. I love these people. So I'm like, this could be better for me. Let's see.
So what's the story? When will you be making your return to the red
carpet? Well, tonight for the jury members.
So
yes.
They walk in, you're on the sidelines, and the jury members walk into the jury box and you ask them questions. How this is going to go.
There's no jury box. It's a red carpet.
I mean, they're jurors, though, also. Right?
Not really, though. They're Tribeca Film Festival jurors. That's totally different.
A juror is a juror.
But yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I've been on so many red carpets, and it'll be interesting because I don't know what to expect for COVID.
So
we're going to have boom microphone. I mean, it's going to be weird.
It is interesting now that it's great to see New York is coming back and the entertainment industry is coming back. And there's a lot of jobs at stake there. And I'm glad to see the namesake of your podcast is coming back.
Me too.
If people want to listen to your podcast, in addition to going to WABCRadio.com, where they can also read some of the articles that you write on various entertainment related subjects, where's the best place for them to do that? They just search it wherever they go.
You can search it on iTunes or iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcast.
And if people have Instagram, they can follow Lauren there at Lauren_interviews as well.
But you can't say anything about the way I look.
Oh, I'm not.
So I'm just kidding.
You'll usually debut a new episode of the podcast on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Do you have a new episode today?
I do. I am so excited for today's episode because I have John Taffer from the show Bar Rescue. He was so...
That's a very popular
show. Oh my gosh, he was so much fun. I was kind of scared of him. He's a little mean on the show, and I thought he was maybe going to yell at me a little bit, be a little rough, but so I was kind of excited and, you know, kind of scared, and he was amazing.
Now, I caught you that we first met when I put you on a Newsmax TV show.
Did you say you caught me?
Yeah. No, I caught you on a Newsmax program on the weekend a couple of weeks ago, and you were talking about the controversy involving Chris and Andrew Cuomo. You were talking about Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her not wanting to talk to white journalists. I had no idea that you had such a wide range of subjects that you're able to discuss beyond expertise. How did you find that, getting out of your comfort zone of non-entertainment-related subjects?
Well, thank you for saying so. That's very nice of you. I don't mind. I can talk about that stuff. I found it slightly difficult to be on Newsmax, which is so far right. My answer was a little bit down the middle because that's just how I am as a person. I'm very much down the middle. So it was hard when I posted this, my answer to you know, the Lori Lightfoot issue and whatnot, and for people on the right to be so angry with me.
Wow, they
were very upset. I didn't realize that people get so serious about somebody disagreeing with them.
Why
I don't
do
know.
People feel the need on social media to get so angry with
people. Oh, I can't even tell you. The other day, I posted a picture of my kids at school with their masks on, and some guy...
Which the school requires.
Which the school... Exactly. We are, you know, you've talked about, like, it's a requirement. Like, and my kids at this point love to wear their masks. They think they're, like, being rule followers. And I, you know, every time I don't wear mine, they're like, you're going to get in trouble, mommy. And I'm like, no,
well,
I'm not.
That's sad.
Like, yeah, it's sad. It actually is. We've effed them up. So some guy was like, you sheep, your kids deserve a better mother than you. Like, you know, making them wear masks is child abuse. And I'm like, seriously? Like, you're right. You should come be my kid's mom. Who are you? Little, yeah, sorry. I was about to say the F word. I did not, Christian. I did not say the F word. Yeah, you little effer. Yeah, you come be my kid's parents. You're just so amazing. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, really?
If I saw something on social media that I didn't like, I would just keep scrolling.
You just keep, same with me.
I don't know
so are
why.
We just normal people?
Like, I don't know why people feel the need to tell you exactly how horrible you
well,
are.
Well, because they're keyboard warriors. I mean, yeah. This guy, I went to his profile so I could sort of, you know, rip him a new a-hole. And like, of course, there's nothing there for me to rip because he's not a real person.
Yeah,
so,
no. Yeah. People are horrible. All right. Now, getting back to the Tribeca Film Festival situation, this is a big deal for New York, but it's also a big deal for film goers. What are the big films that people are excited about aside from Beyond the Heights this year?
Oh, you mean In the Heights?
Beyond, what did I say? Beyond the Heights?
Yeah, you said Beyond the Heights.
I saw that show, though. I saw a LaGuardia High School production of that show, but it was quite good.
Yeah, it's a great show. I think everyone's excited for a lot of documentaries this year.
I saw one that I thought.
Which
was
one?
Interesting. I don't know. Tell me something.
I was
going
to say, P.S. Burn This Letter, Please. It's supposed to be like really acclaimed, really great. The Dave Chappelle documentary that they haven't announced the name yet, which is closing the film festival. Hmm. That everyone's excited for that because I think that's the first big movie that sort of documents what was going on with George Floyd at the time, the beginning of the pandemic. I mean, I think back about that time. What was it? May 2020. I just shudder. That was like mid-pandemic when everything was about to erupt. Hmm. If we could have just known what was about to go down in this country, oh my gosh, I just got chills.
Yeah, so people can go to TribecaFilm.com if they want to see all the films that are listed. And it's a good week. If you haven't been back to the movies since the pandemic ended and since some of these restrictions lifted, now's as good a time as any to check out some of these offerings at the Tribeca Film Festival. So you're excited about seeing In the Heights. Mm-hmm. Anything else that really...
Just the Dave Chappelle,
the
documentary,
Chappelle documentary.
Which, again, they haven't released the name yet, so I'm very interested.
Well, that's
very
neat.
Curious.
All right. Yeah, it is chilly here. So raise the temperature.
Dude, Gabby went to her car to get me a sweatshirt because it's so cold in here.
So raise the temperature. Make it as as high as
I
you
just
want.
Feel bad. I just walked in. I don't want to like mess
no,
with all your
thing.
Settings.
Come on,
I mean,
do your thing.
Okay.
I keep it cold so that I can
feel like
stay
this
awake.
This is your room.
No,
that's what I mean.
No,
I don't want to.
Please. No, okay. Nobody else views it that way. Believe me. all right. We're talking with Lauren Conlon. We will take your calls on anything entertainment related for the hour.
Well, then nobody will call. We'll take your calls on anything.
Long form interview week. 800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-9222. Interestingly enough, I'm not sure in the couple of months that we've been doing this segment why this still comes as a surprise to you, but every week I end up sending suggested topics and then you end up deleting topics and then I end up bringing those topics up on the air anyway. And then I'm just wondering why does Lauren
because I
continuing to delete them? But sure enough, you do.
I do.
And one of the topics that you chose to delete was the fact that Conan O'Brien's TBS show is coming to an end.
Sorry, I fell asleep. I fell asleep.
And his final guest was named, and his final. Why are you so anti Conan?
I'm just, you know, I'm not a Conan fan. You were very upset with me when you're like, how do you feel that it's his last show? And I was like, I feel awful that I'm indifferent about it because you're so upset with me that I'm indifferent. I just don't care about
him. No, indifference I could deal with. You seem hostile.
I'm not hostile. I'm laughing because of you.
You have to take a page on this one from Paul Schaefer and David Letterman.
Don't blame Conan.
Don't blame Conan for what's going on.
Don't blame Conan. I mean, give him a break.
Don't blame Conan.
Don't blame Conan for what's going on.
All right. But so whatever the case may be. All right. We're going to continue with Lauren Conlon. Broadway is back. We'll tell you who's performing and what you have to do to see them. We have a number of other subjects, including a big story in the New York Post today, all about The Bachelor, which apparently is pretty controversial, but it's something that I know nothing about. We'll see if Lauren knows anything about it. We will take your calls at 800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-9222. And Lauren's participation is brought to us courtesy of
Quote Cowboy.
That's right. And if you're paying, if you're on Medicare, you're probably paying too much. So go to Quote Cowboy. I will tell you this. If you are not having an easy time with your digestive process, you are going to want to visit GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is where you could purchase Life Change Tea. It is a great product, which is an herbal proprietary formula that gives you more energy without caffeine. It tastes great. There are no fillers, no GMOs. It's completely organic. It's a mild cleanse that detoxes you. It cleanses you from the inside out. I do have to caution you, though. Glenn, one of our great sales guys here, he was remarking about how important it is not to drink Life Change Tea before you embark on a long drive to work, okay? And he's right about that. You want to make sure you drink this while you're at home for obvious reasons. So there are no fillers. It is a mild cleanse. It is the tea that makes you go. And boy, oh boy, will it make you go. You can check out the testimonials for yourself at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And if you use the promo code Frank, you can actually get free shipping. GetTheTea.com, promo code Frank, free shipping anywhere in these United States. We'll continue with Lauren Conlon on the other side of midnight, straight ahead.
The power of information at your fingertips. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now. New York City is about to change. Today from 4 to 6 p.m., it's New York City's Comptroller Debate, moderated by Dominic Carter, with Senator Brian Benjamin, New York State Assemblyman David Weprin, State Senator Kevin Parker, Michelle Caruso Cabrera, Zach Iskel, Brad Lander, and Corey Johnson. Live from Stage 77 at WABC Radio, it's New York City's Comptroller Debate from 77 WABC.
The perfect gift for Father's Day. An international thriller with elements of romance and detective novels. Years after the death of his gangster father, a young man defies the mob while searching for hidden treasure. Read the international suspense thriller, a detective novel from Jeffrey S. Stevens, Fool's Errand. A perfect gift for Father's Day. New York Trend exclaims Fool's Errand is poignant and entertaining, humorous and exciting, romantic and mysterious. An adventure that explores the relationship between a father and son and the events that will ultimately lead that young man to discover both the treasure and himself. Diane Taylor from Living Las Vegas exclaims, "The book was just pure pleasure." And as readers of this column know, not typically drawn to novels, but Fool's Errand is definitely an exception. Read the international suspense thriller, a detective novel from Jeffrey S. Stevens, Fool's Errand. The perfect gift for Father's Day. Available wherever books are sold.
It's the other side of midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good
the great
pan.
Doris Day singing Hooray for Hollywood. Hollywood is well within the area of expertise of Lauren Conlon, my in-studio guest for the hour, the host of the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast, who you can read regularly and hear regularly at WABCRadio.com. Juliet Huddy has also sauntered into the studio.
Sauntered?
Yes. Well,
I don't think you saunter. That's...
I think there was some sauntering.
It's my mom saunters.
It's so theater of the mind, Lauren.
Saunter is sexual. You know that,
what
right?
Is going no, on? Wait,
you don't think sauntering is sexual?
What is going on your phone
oh.
here?
Oh, I don't know what this... Oh, it's that's my. It's Dolce Aesthetics Instagram where I go get my Botox.
Is that you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Is that me?
My goodness. No, I only saw a glimpse. I only...
That's not definitely not me.
My goodness. I don't know.
That's so funny.
What's going on on that phone?
Yeah.
All right. Now... Where was it? Now, Lauren, explain to me what is happening with The Bachelor. A big story. They will not give me access to the paper versions of the New York Post. That is reserved only for Bernard McGurk and Sid Rosenberg.
Wait, I noticed that, actually.
So I can't tell you if this is on the front page, but it is a big story online. Chris Harrison wanted $25 million payout for The Bachelor exit or else.
Yeah.
Who is this guy, Chris Harrison? What's going on here? Why is he departing? Why is this controversial?
I mean, this is another part of... Oh, I feel really guilty because this is my wheelhouse and I also don't care about this
at all.
But I will explain to you really quickly. He's the host of The Bachelor. He was the one that basically gave the roses out to these biatches. I don't know. Sorry, Christian. Yeah, he gave the roses out to them. You know, I guess he was an integral part of the show. However, he knows all of the show's secrets. So he was involved in this scandal where this girl on the show made a racial comment and he kind of stuck up for her and then he got ousted for that. Now he's saying, pay me $25 million or I spill all your secrets.
And I'm told from somebody that called in and got a glimpse of the New York Post, and we rely upon them to tell us what's in the paper version of the paper, that it is on the front page.
Wait,
are
you serious? That is the front page?
Front page.
That's
yes.
Pathetic.
Front page.
That's literally pathetic.
Well, hey, but you should be happy about this. This is
no,
entertainment
I'm not.
Going
okay,
mainstream.
Can I also clarify? I'm not... Like, I don't think reality TV is bad. I like some of it. It's not my thing. It's not like the main, you know, I like movies and television
Fair
shows.
Fair enough. All right.
And real actors.
If you have a question for Lauren Conlon, anything entertainment related, she'll do her best to answer it. 800-848-WABC. That's 800-848-9222. Oscar is in the Boogie Down Bronx. Hello, Oscar.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Oscar.
Yeah, how you doing? Good morning. Good morning. You have a great show. Listen, the reason I'm calling, you know, TC to answer phone calls of entertainment, and you know, I would like to see if they can make a movie in New York City about Joe Biden, the way you know he was a vice president for 2 terms under Barack, and then he won the presidency. Now he won against one of the toughest candidates.
So your question for Lauren Oscar is, can they make a movie about Joe Biden? Do I have the question?
Make a movie about him. He's a great role model. I think that would be a great movie.
All right. What about that, Lauren?
Yeah,
is that something you're qualified to talk
about?
I'm
just going to call Scorsese right now. He's on speed dial, and I'm just going to...
No, that strikes me as much more an Aaron Sorkin project than a Scorsese
I was just
project.
Kidding. Oscar, I don't really know a ton of directors that would be into that idea or writers who'd be into writing that script at this very moment, but I will keep that in the back of my head if I talk to anybody.
Joe is in Queens. Joe, you're on with Lauren Conlon.
I got two things I want to ask Lauren about. One is, you know, in the past I've gone to Tribeca and then I've read reviews of the films and these people did not get it right, said Hollywood Reporter. And I wonder if they're seeing like a dozen films and not concentrating on the one film enough to get the review accurate and, you know, cogent to the movie. And my second question is the entertainment form of podcasts. Now, I listen to you, Lauren. I say, I listen to some women on podcasts. They sound pretty wild, not just language-wise, but just like they're letting their hair down. Like, okay, are these the real, how they really are, or are they doing this for the podcast? Or are they kind of like, you know, like kind
yeah.
of like inhibiting themselves when they go on a show like this where they have to kind of
yeah I'll answer yeah. the second one first. I think that yeah. I think that podcasting is different than like live radio like this. I think the ums and the likes and everything that you say, you want to kind of talk like you're having a conversation with the person listening. But yes, I think a lot of the podcasters like Daddy Gang or Call Her Daddy, that language is really foul and really disgusting, and they're doing that to put on airs and for shock value. I don't talk like as bad as they do. I mean, you know, I'm not.
No, you sound good.
I feel like I am. I have some class. So, while I do slip up with language, I don't say, you know, BJs and this and that and all those, these sexual things. Because my parents listen to the podcast. So, and to answer your first question, no, they should be reviewing the movies each individually and separately. I don't know what you were reading, but that's weird. They shouldn't group them all together.
Thank you, Joe. 800-848-WABC. If you have a question or a comment for Lauren Conlon, host of the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast, you could listen to the podcast at WABCRadio.com or just search Red Carpet Rendezvous wherever podcasts are available. And you can find her on Instagram at Lauren_interviews. John is in Brooklyn. John, you're on with Lauren Conlon.
It's always a pleasure speaking to two of my favorite people. Hi, Lauren.
Oh, hey, JK.
Hi,
hello,
John.
What's going on?
I'm going to make two quick announcements. Carnegie Hall just announced its 2021-2022 season, and they're bringing back, after a long absence because of COVID, the Vienna Philharmonic and New York Philharmonic next season. And we just started free classical music here in New York City. I was wearing two hats last night as both head usher and lead photographer for the 63rd season of the Washington Square Music Festival. And
that's
Frank,
so fun.
Your brother, was spectacular as an assistant.
Wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. I appreciate
Love
you
it,
keeping
John.
An eye out for him. So if people want to go to that, John, how can they do that?
Well, we are having concerts every Tuesday for the rest of the month. Next week we're going to have 12 cellists playing together. If it's raining or if it looks like it's going to be raining, our rain space is Judson Memorial Church. Otherwise, we are having outdoor seating in Washington Square Park.
All right.
So cool.
That is
I
cool.
love that.
Washington Square Music Festival.
That is cool.
You know,
thank,
just Google that.
Thank you, John. Best of luck with the festival.
Yes.
And,
bye, John.
Keep an eye out for my brother Alexander there. All right. Speaking of returns, so Broadway is back. What's the first show that's coming
back?
Well,
it's not completely back.
It's
but
not back.
And they made the announcement, oh, it's coming back in the fall. And then last week they made the announcement, the first Broadway show is actually opening in August. August 4th, it's opening at August Wilson Theater, and it's called Passover. Not one word, not like the Jewish thingy. Sorry, I should know. It's not a thingy. It's a
holiday. Yeah.
Sorry, it's a holiday.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Thank
Pesach.
You. So it's two words, Passover, and it's a play that was at Lincoln Center, and it was so amazing and so acclaimed. It's a three-person play that basically they brought Spike Lee in to direct a film version of it, but basically the film version is just like a videotaping of the staging.
You're kidding.
The stage version.
So
yeah.
Are you pretty excited about that?
I am so excited. I like already have tickets. I'm so excited. It's yeah. You're looking at Juliet as she eats her bar. You're so bothered by this.
No, I'm not bothered.
Yes, I could tell.
I'm not bothered.
I could tell the rapper bothered you.
You know what I'm bothered by?
No, the rapper bothered you.
You know what? No, well,
what?
That's one that I was not bothered. But you know what
he
I'm
gave
bothered?
You You're wrong.
No,
he gave
I
you side
no,
eye.
No, I didn't.
Just FYI.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
If I would tell Juliet if I was bothered, you know what bothers me? It bothers me that she's eating what looked to me to be a candy bar, and she looks like that, and I haven't eaten in 2 days, and
protein.
I look like this.
It's a protein bar.
I guess so. But it looked like
it.
That's why I wanted to look at it because
chocolate chip cookie,
it looked
like
a Snickers bar.
No,
thank you.
Wait, that's really funny. But I thought you were giving her side eye for the wrapper.
No, I
don't know.
I was. All right. Now.
Sorry, I'm actually trying not to laugh so much because one person in your Facebook group said, they go, wow, Lauren Conlon's like Kamala Harris. She laughs a lot.
Oh, please.
And then
how
I was like, wait a second. I know,
oh.
It's horrible. But also, I was thinking to myself,
you,
I was like,
woman
I'm entertainment. Why can't I laugh?
You can laugh as much as you want.
What, like,
do you know who the smartest person in this room right now is?
Who?
Juliet Huddy, because she is the only person that had the intelligence to leave the Facebook
I think
group.
I'm going to. No, I think I'm going to leave.
All right. So,
yeah,
you
I think
know,
I'm leaving.
If you're in the Facebook group, say something nice about Lauren
no,
so she
I'm
doesn't
leaving.
Leave. Morano Radio Fans and Haters, MORANO Radio Fans and Haters, reserve your hatred for me. Now, Bruce Springsteen, here he's coming back. When is he coming back on Broadway?
I don't know. Was this one of the bullet points I deleted, Frank?
Well, like, I know it's a big part of Broadway. Broadway's
they haven't
revival.
Announced that yet. Is
oh,
that,
okay.
Have they, yeah, I'm like, I didn't see that.
All right, no big deal. But apparently, they're mandating that you have
June.
To be
Thank
vaccinated.
You.
So he's coming back in June. So that'll be the first thing on Broadway that's back, I guess, even before Passover, right?
I don't know if he's on Broadway. I okay. guess I'm, so I missed that.
Opens but, June 26th yeah. on Broadway.
It opens June 26th.
Thank you. Christian. Okay.
But
to me, that's not actually like a Broadway show.
Well, I guess
I also feel guilty saying that, but it's for me, it's not. But.
No, I guess the controversial aspect of it is they're mandating that you have to be vaccinated in order to go. Are they mandating for Passover or
no,
for these other
not,
shows?
Not that I know of yet. I don't I think see. I didn't think that necessarily you could do that, but I guess you can.
Nobody forces you to go to a show, so I guess you could.
That's very true.
Whatever restrictions they want. Now,
yep.
Yesterday in the WABC early news, which people really should be listening to from 5 a.m. to 6:30, Juliet and I discussed a little bit of the Ellie Kemper beauty pageant controversy. Now, I like Ellie Kemper. I enjoyed her on The Office and in the film Bridesmaids. But can you explain exactly what this controversy is involving this beauty
yeah,
pageant?
Yeah, it's not a beauty pageant. Sorry. It was a debutante thing, which is obviously an old school thing that they do in the South. She clearly participated in a debutante ball when she was 19, and she came out and, you know, and I think it was smart of her, and she's a smart publicist that clearly wrote this for her, the statement she put out there. But she just wanted to denounce racism. She knew this organization was, you know, affiliated with not great things, and she wanted to put it out there because lately people get canceled for much less than this.
Well, even if it's stuff that they did when she was, you know, 19.
Of course, because everything's coming out now. So I don't blame her. I mean, I don't know. I don't think at this point. I think it was smart because people are going to be done talking about it by tomorrow.
Right. So. Yeah, I think you may be right. All right. I told you to come up with something interesting for us to do before you left. And so that's what we're going to do before you leave after we return.
Oh, I am so ready, you guys.
What
ready.
Did you come up with? So remember, we're going to keep this PG or PG-13 rated for radio.
I know. Christian's looking at me already. I know. Okay. So I'm not going to say the curse words, but I want to play a game with you, and it's called F, Marry, Kill. Now, can you think of what the first letter stands for?
Yes, I'm familiar with this game.
Okay, can I say sex? It means have sex.
Okay, yes. Okay, so we're gonna play that.
Christian wants to kill me.
We're gonna play that when we return. Lauren Conlon and me. Maybe we'll enlist Julia Huddy as a moderator.
Even Gabby has her head down. Yes. She's like, is this a mother
this might be this might be the last edition of The Other Side of Midnight. 800-848-9222. This is 800-848-WABC. We'll play F, Marry, Kill next. Lauren Conlon and me. And if you are somebody that has some pain from however you got it, you might want to consider making a trip over to Trinity Rehab. Now, Trinity Rehab is all over the state of New Jersey: Woodbridge, Short Hills, Wayne, Emerson, East Windsor, Shrewsbury, Clifton, Paramus. And if you have neck pain, back pain, knee pain, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, whatever the case may be, you should contact Trinity Rehab because they have this really revolutionary piece of technology called the EPAT machine. And this thing is so state-of-the-art. It's like what they use to break up kidney stones now. They zap you with this thing. It's non-surgical. You don't need a prescription. They zap you with this thing, and just 3 5-minute sessions, you're virtually pain-free. So before you go and schedule that surgery that a doctor's been telling you to get, before you decide to pick up that addiction to prescription pain medication, try Trinity Rehab and try the EPAP machine. Write this number down. 1-800-518-0977. That's 1-800-518-0977. That's Trinity Rehab. You can also go to their website, trinity-rehab.com.
New York's news talk leader. Wake up with Bernie and Sid in the morning. Nights with Mark Levin. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now.
When you support City Harvest, you do more than just provide hundreds of millions of pounds of food to millions of hungry New Yorkers. You feed hope for a kid up in Parkchester. You feed confidence for a first-in-her-family Queens College freshman. You feed community for folks in Canarsie Park. You feed compassion for retired Staten Island nurses who continue to serve. You feed strength for office workers in Manhattan. When you support City Harvest, you feed good. Support us at cityharvest.org.
Gold and silver prices are at an all-time high. If you have any gold, silver, or platinum coins, bullion, Franklin Mint items, diamonds, jewelry, art, antiques, paintings, French furniture, any Tiffany items, sterling flatware, Judaica, oriental rugs, older baseball cards, sport and entertainment memorabilia, watches, especially better watches, such as Rolex, Patek Philippe, Vacheron, Tiffany, IWC, Cartier, Breguet, Omega, Breitling, and Bulgari, just to name a few. They will buy them at all the highest cash prices in any condition, even broken. They also need any designer jewelry, such as Cartier, Tiffany, Buccellati, Van Cleef, Harry Winston, and Bulgari. Now is the time to cash out at the world-famous APR 57 Gallery on 57th Street in New York City across from Carnegie Hall. They can also come to your home and do certified insurance appraisals. So if you have anything of value, call them for a free appraisal and high cash offer at 212-246-2000. That's 212-246-2000. Or toll free at 800-772-0054.
All right, this is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano here with Lauren Conlin. You can listen to her regularly on the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast. That's available wherever podcasts are. You can also find it through WABCRadio.com. That's WABCRadio.com. And she is on Twitter at on Instagram. That's what you like to promote, right?
Yes.
At Lauren underscore
Well,
interviews.
You can follow me on Twitter. I just have no Twitter followers.
Yeah, you don't seem into Twitter.
No, I think it's complicated.
See,
I am
a Twitter guy in an Instagram world. That's my problem. You know?
No, that you're good. You should be a Twitter guy.
Yeah.
Everyone should be. Yeah.
Exactly.
Instagram's so easy. It's picture focused. I'm like, oh, I can take a picture.
I can't figure out the stories
that
and the boomerangs.
Yeah,
and this and
it's
that.
Just like whatever.
I'm working on it. I'm working on getting better. I'm on Instagram as well at Morano Vision. That's Morano Vision.
You now, are getting better though.
I'm trying. I'm working
that.
Hard
yeah.
at that. Now, the name of the game that that Lauren has selected is F, Marry, Kill. And the way this works, Lauren, is you've selected
yes.
three people, and that you will, well, Juliet as moderator will ask me
yes.
which of the three I would kill, which I would marry, and again, we're both happily
and which
married.
You would sleep with.
We're both happily married.
Yes.
Well, at least I am, you
yes.
know. Okay? And so this is purely for the sake of radio and entertainment. Nobody should read too much into this.
Oh,
right?
Sorry, your disclaimer. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, do not read into this.
So we've enlisted Juliet to read the ones that I've selected for you and to read the ones that you've selected for me.
Let's start yes. with the ones Lauren has selected for you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. This is round one.
Yes.
F, marry, or kill.
Okay.
Jill Biden, Melania Trump, Michelle Obama.
Well, that's, you know, wait, Melania, Michelle, and Jill Biden.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I thought you said Jill initially. You know, I am maybe one of the few people that likes all three of these women.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually found all three of them to be pretty elegant first ladies. I would say I would.
You have to do one.
I would marry Melania.
Hmm.
I would F Michelle and I would kill Jill Biden.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes. Sorry.
Wow.
Interesting.
Murderous.
Do I agree with this?
You don't have to.
No, I know. I'm just thinking out
okay,
loud.
Okay, well, yeah, you think all you want, but you got to think about three.
All right, here we have my three for you.
Bring
this
it.
Is a little bit easier.
Bring it.
F, marry, or kill George Clooney, Tom Cruise, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. George Clooney, Tom Cruise, Matt McConaughey. Oh, this is pretty easy for me. I'm going to whack off Tom Cruise. Sorry, that sounded bad. I'm going to kill Tom Cruise. Sorry. kill Tom Cruise because he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry George Clooney, mm-hmm. and I'm going to bang Matt McConaughey.
Okay, so, all right, yeah. all right. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, all right, so do you want to go in the same order? Why don't you start with Lauren this time?
Sure.
So I picked,
all
right. I wanted to go in the political area for the ones that I selected
okay.
this time
oh.
for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Right.
But they're politicians that you might have probably met.
Oh, gosh. Marry or kill.
Oh, gosh.
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh.
Peter no. King.
Oh.
David Patterson.
Oh. Frank.
See? That's a good one.
Easily.
Right?
I can answer
right?
these. So
Rudy,
quickly.
Rudy, David, or
Peter King.
Peter King.
Peter King. Okay. Rudy, David, Peter King. I'm gonna kill Peter King. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I'm so sorry,
no.
Pete.
No, no.
You okay. you wouldn't kill Pete?
Well, no.
Well, let her answer first. You can rebut.
I'm not answering. I'm
wait,
not. I'm just,
I,
she's asking me questions.
Wait, here's the... Oh, God.
She's not asking you.
She goes, you wouldn't kill...
Be,
well,
you're no, commenting on her
be,
answer.
This is going to be the most unpopular... But oh, my, it's going to be unpopular.
Let's hear it.
I think I would bang Rudy, and I think I would marry David Patterson. Only... I know. Only because... I think I actually think Rudy could. No, I'm not even going to go into this.
Maria,
I'm
sorry.
I can't.
I'll watch
I know.
Her.
I can't. Sorry.
And look, David, the Governor Patterson is blind, so you don't have to worry about doing your makeup or anything around
no,
the house.
No, but Governor Patterson would be a very. He'd be a very entertaining man to
oh,
marry
yes,
to.
He is.
He's great.
He is,
he's
yes.
funny.
I've known
he's,
two of his wives. They were both very entertaining.
Well, there you go. Yes. So I feel like I.
That's true.
I don't
and
know.
Let me tell you a story about David Patterson real quick.
Can we just do this game?
All right, go ahead.
Don't try to get. Oh,
fine.
This is insane. Oh, this is good too. Okay.
These are my three.
F, marry, or kill.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Pam Smart. Kim Kardashian.
So I don't know who Pam Smart is.
Oh, she's the murderous teacher that slept with her student.
All right. So
had her student kill her husband.
I'm going to kill Pam Smart then. I will sleep with Casey Anthony, mm-hmm. and I will marry Kim Kardashian.
All right, reasonable.
Oh, Frank, you don't reasonable. Know what to do with all that booty. That's like...
Trust oh me. I think you'd be surprised. Believe
okay,
me.
Okay. Sorry, okay.
So good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the answers to this one.
Okay, okay.
F, marry, or kill... This
okay.
is for you, Lauren.
Yep, for
Sid
me.
Rosenberg, Greg Kelly,
you can't
Bernard McGurk. Yes, he can.
You cannot.
They're media personalities.
You cannot.
They're
I,
media
you just
personalities.
Did. I am. So, I feel like, wait. I'm.
No, no excuses. Answer the
but
question.
Side note, I thought about saying Juliet, you know, Gabby, other people, but I did not want to make you feel weird and other people feel weird.
You
so I did
have.
Not.
I wouldn't care
and
what
now,
you have to say
and now
about.
I regret
hysterical.
It. So now we might need to have a bonus round. Okay. Sid, Bernie, Greg Kelly.
Right.
This is guy. This is tough.
This is tough.
I am going to. I'm. Oh God, God. I'm gonna. I'm gonna marry Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna marry Bernie. I'm gonna bang Greg, and I'm gonna kill Sid.
Okay.
I know. I'm
all right.
sorry.
I hope he's not
I'm
here
sorry.
Yet.
Sid, a big
just
Sid
in,
was an early supporter of your career here at this radio station. I must say.
No, honestly, I have to kill Sid because.
And you know what's funny about that? Of the three people there, Sid is the only one that would care.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
was.
I know.
100%.
No, so I have. I honestly, I think I have to only. Only because
yeah,
I
process of elimination, I guess.
No, know. No, not really that.
No,
no.
Okay. All right.
I think. Sid,
well, do we have time?
Oh,
for,
do you want to come up with a different?
Do we have time for a bonus round?
Yeah,
all right.
I think we do.
If you want to come up with, a different
I was
going to
explain
round.
Myself only because I love Sid, but yeah, I got
to
go with.
You don't have to. There's no explanation. You know, we don't need to know what goes on in the mind.
Well, did you? Should did you write out for a bonus round?
No,
also?
I didn't. But I'm going to think of a bonus
all right,
round.
Do a bonus
second.
Round.
What is this?
No, here.
That's
no, that was oh, that was a third round for him.
Yeah, so write out yours.
No, I'm not going to write it. I'm going to tell you right now.
All right, fine.
I'm just going to say it, Juliet, because I think that you now need to do this. Okay.
Yes, I'm
F,
writing this down.
Mary, kill. Okay? Sorry, Gabby. Gabby? Sorry.
I don't think that's fair because.
Oh, really?
Because,
oh, it's not
no,
fair.
No.
The,
listen,
just
listen.
Walk in
no, here's the issue.
How is this?
He,
oh, this
no,
is
no.
Beat.
Let me.
No,
look,
no.
I'll tell
okay,
you.
No. You just kill me.
No. Here's why it's not fair because Gabby, like, well, I'm not her boss. She does work in sort of a subordinate role on this show, so
okay,
it's
fine.
Not appropriate
fine,
for me
fine,
to be talking
fine,
about
fine,
that.
Somebody
you
else.
See what I mean? Like, you guys see what I mean?
Well. Okay, well then choose another
and,
person.
And
there
think,
are other women.
This is
and
tough.
I think if she was
this
included in this game, her father, who I know, would actually have me killed.
Actually, I think you're
which
right.
Which is not for the best. So, yeah, skip her. You could ask anybody else, except Christian.
You know, actually,
I mean, I could give you three examples.
No, you do it. You
Rita?
Do it. Yes, thank you.
Juliet, Lydia.
All right. Well, this is obviously this is a very
oh boy.
This is a
so glad yes. I'm not playing anymore.
Aida, moi, or Lydia.
This is very challenging.
Oh my God.
I won't be upset with any of
this.
This
is very challenging because I'm so fond
Rita?
Of so many of them.
Oh, I know your answer. I'm going to guess his answer.
Okay, go ahead.
In my head. I'm going to guess. Well, I'm actually just going to guess that you marry Juliet.
Yeah,
that's the only
that.
One you're guessing?
Yeah.
That's
great. Yes, that is true.
I knew it.
Because, one, I'm very fond of Juliet, but also she's been married several times already. So
I know
she's got a
it.
Lot of experience.
Yes,
no,
wild.
I'm not joking. And this is what I was going to say about Governor Patterson.
No, you're not joking.
Let me tell you something. This is what I was going to say about Governor Patterson. 10 years ago, he was co-hosting a show with Curtis Sliwa, and Curtis was fighting with one of his ex-wives, and he threw his phone across the room and almost broke his phone. And David Patterson and I were in the room, and David Patterson pulls me aside and he says, Frank, you are going to see when you get married one day, the most important thing when you get married is to choose a woman who knows how to get divorced. And he said to me, when Michelle and I got married, I was not her first husband. And we were friends first. And I knew if things didn't work out, we'd be able to part company like adults. And that's exactly what she did. So Juliet gets married precisely because of the Patterson rule.
Mm-hmm.
Rita, I would sleep with in that scenario. And unfortunately, it kills me to do it, but I would have to kill Lydia.
Oh, God.
This so. Game, I can't with this
all right,
game.
Do you ask my three that I wrote down.
Oh, I just threw them away.
Did we have a bonus round for me?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, okay, I came sorry. Up with
you're
going
to torture me more? You're going to torture me more?
Sorry. Do you remember what they were?
Well, I mean, I don't remember all of them. I tried to choose. It should say bonus round on the one
oh,
end.
No.
Okay,
hold
on. Oh, here
no.
we go. Here we go. Here
there
we go.
You go.
Okay.
Go
all right. Brad Blanks.
Oh.
Jason Jones, that's Samantha
yeah,
Bee's husband,
okay.
Or Frank Morano.
Oh my gosh.
Brad Blanks. Who's Brad Blanks?
He's our friend.
He used to be on PLJ. Oh, he's okay. on 101.1.
Okay.
Joe Nolan knows him.
Okay, so
I'm going to
marry Frank.
Oh.
Yep.
That's sweet.
I'm going to marry
you.
Frank, and I am going to sleep with Jason. I like the show The Detour. And I'm going to... Sorry, Brad. I gotta kill
wow.
you.
Wow. One of your most popular
yeah,
podcasts.
I love Brad. I can't. It's like you said, the people you kill, you love. But it's gotta happen.
Sort of.
So.
All right. Well, I'm flattered to just survive. That was very nice.
We're getting married.
We're getting married. All three of us are getting married, apparently.
Yeah.
So
that's a reality show in the making. Am I right?
Scandalous,
right.
Yeah.
Lauren, you're welcome to stick around for 15 seconds of fame. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
What do I want to add? I don't think really anything. My voice is a little scratchy. I went to dinner with girlfriends, and my husband says that we yell at each other when we talk, so that's why my voice is so
Wait,
scratchy.
You went to dinner, and then you're here?
No, yeah, actually, yeah,
oh, wow.
I know.
Jeez.
Oh, but also, Frank, you're so good about reminding me about this, but I just want to tell everybody that you could be missing out on Medicare benefits. So if you think you are, then you should call 844-753-SAVE. That's 844-753-SAVE.
Wonderful. Lauren Conlon, check her out on the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast, including from the Tribeca Film Festival this week as she returns to the red carpet. 800-848-9222. 15 seconds of fame. Next, that's 15 seconds of fame. Say whatever you like for only 15 seconds straight ahead.
New York's home for entertaining talk. Streaming now on your smart speaker. Just say,
play 77 WABC.
Do you need a new car but have bad credit? Hudson Hyundai can help. Call Hudson Hyundai, 800-721-8538. Tier 1 customers can drive home a new Hyundai with just $68 down. They have over 850 vehicles in stock. 800-721-8538. Like a Hyundai Tucson, only $68 down. The Hyundai Santa Fe, $68 down. Even a Hyundai Palisade, $68 down. Don't get tricked into paying more. They have plenty of inventory and discounts. 800-721-8538. fleet. Over 850 vehicles in stock. Call 800-721-8538. All new Hyundais come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Drive with just $68 down. They have the inventory. Over 850 vehicles in stock. Call now. 800-721-8538. That's 800-721-8538. Or HudsonHyundai.com. Payments will vary. Credit severity affects approval terms. See dealer for details.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. Brian Kilmeade. Entertaining and informative.
Listen, I'm not going to recommend anything to you. I'm taking it. In 2 seconds, if you ask me, I'm taking it. To me, it's the way out of it. And then if Southwest Airlines or United Airlines or American says you can only fly with it, or if you want to go see Thomas Rhett concert and they say the only people that can go in are people who are vaccinated because I can't get insurance because of it, just know those are the ramifications and no one's being punitive. They're just being practical.
Brian Kilmeade, weekdays at 10 a.m. Listen on the 77 WABC mobile app. The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be.
Ah, yes, Cat Stevens. Oh, not Cat Stevens anymore. Now he's Yousef Islam, but this is back when he was Cat Stevens. You're going to want to stay tuned for the WABC early news coming up at 5 a.m. Jack Cittarelli has won the Republican primary in the New Jersey governor's race. We have other primary election results out of the state of New Jersey. We'll bring them to you. Sid Rosenberg's got sports. I've got business. Joe Nolan's got traffic on the sevens. But for now, we're letting you be heard for 15 seconds on any subject. All you have to do is dial 1-800-848-9222.
Other Side of Midnight. This is 15 Seconds of Fame.
Ted is in Dutchess County. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank. I enjoyed your segment on the talk radio. He did mention the legendary W. Allen B. Combs. Call it Radio Graffiti. Flory Dory. Frantic City.
Neil on Staten Island. Hello.
Frank, I figured out why you work so much. Look who you're around. The beautiful Juliet, Laura Cochran, Rita Crosby, gorgeous Gabby. No wonder you're coming in all the time.
Charlie Finch, hello.
I'm a lot of things, good and bad, Frank Morano, but at least I celebrate my birthday, you weirdo.
Mike in New Jersey, hello.
Good morning, Frank. Oh, Mary, there's no reason to use profanity on the radio. If you want to show aggression, just flex your uterus.
Tom in the Bronx, hello.
Yes, Mr. Bezos, when you blast off for the great beyond, don't forget your mask.
Cece in Brooklyn, hello.
Hello. Listen, back in the day, concerning de Blasio, he was considered, he never took no for an answer for the wife, right? Okay, that's, today is sexual harassment, and back then, he was considered a go-getter, wouldn't you agree?
Mostly. Troy in West Babylon, hello.
Go to Instagram.com/Wall Street Growth. That's WALSTGROWTH. Find some good stock information, funny educational information, and get yourself rich.
Luke in Queens, hello.
Yes, Frank, let's talk about how the election was stolen, not about these sluts banging the politicians.
Don't be rude. Joe in Manhattan, hello.
Hi. Listen, since Lauren is there, about 4 to 6 weeks ago, someone sounding like Lauren called from Fox TV and mentioned that O'Reilly comes across as narcissistic, arrogant, and a habitual contrary.
Charlie in Hell's Kitchen, hello.
Laura Conlon should have her own show, have her on as much as possible. I love Lauren.
I agree with you. Lauren should have her on her own show. She'd be a great addition to this radio station. Chris in Long Island, hello.
More power to Juliet. I love when she exposes the phony Bill O'Reilly.
Frank in Massapequa. Try not to say anything that's going to get me in too much trouble.
Sizzle moron.
Larry on Long Island. We'll give it a shot. Go ahead.
Which New York taxes make things less expensive? The New York tax on property, the New York tax on death, the New York tax on income? Answer, none. Every New York tax makes things more expensive.
And finally, Sarah in New York City. Hello.
Hi, you still didn't put your pictures on Murano Vision. I don't get Facebook.
Sarah, I will do that today. That's from the Memorial Day parade that you wanted, right?
Well, yeah, whatever, because not everybody gets eyes on your Facebook account.
Okay, I do post a lot of pictures on there, but I will. I try to make it, I post different things on different platforms so that you have to follow me everywhere to see everything. So if you want to see all my stuff, you got to follow me on Twitter at Frank Morano, Frank M-O-R-A-N-O. You got to like me on Facebook at facebook.com/MoranoFan, and you have to like me on Instagram at Morano Vision. Hey, coming up this afternoon at 4 p.m., you're going to want to listen to the New York City Controller debate. It is controller, not comptroller, moderated by my friend Dominic Carter. All of the leading candidates are participating. Corey Johnson, Brad Lander, Kevin Parker, Melissa Caruso Cabrera. It's going to be an interesting, interesting discussion. And you can not only hear it on the radio, but I believe you're actually going to be able to watch the live video stream of it at WABCradio.com. So this is going to come to you live from Stage 77. It's going to be something that you definitely want to be sure to watch. I was, when I got in here last night around 10:30, our boss, Chad Lopez, and our chief engineer, Dan Herschel, were still here hard at work getting everything together for the debate today. So they're putting in a lot of work for this debate. The least you could do is listen to it. And the least you could do is listen to Juliette Huddy and me from 5 to 6:30 with the WABC Early News. We have all the latest news that's fit to listen to. So don't go anywhere. To be continued.
WLIR-FM Hampton Bays and 77 WABC New York.